For the sixth year in a row, Film by Bike will be making a stop in Boise. Now, this beloved film festival showcases all things bicycle-related. So joining us live today to talk more are Nina Schaefer, Development and Communication Specialist for the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, and Eileen Crotty, Film by Bike Festival Director. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Gemma.
So for folks who aren't familiar with the festival, Eileen, can you explain that?
Yeah, so Film by Bike is a film festival that features the world's best bike movies. We spend about 8 months out of the year working with our global community of filmmakers to see what films are out there that are new, to scour the internet and unearth some gems that haven't been shown before, and then to work with our jury to choose the very best of those submissions and curate them into different programs for the festival.
And Nina, tell us what the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance is. I mean, you have been on the program before, but some people may not be fully aware of your organization.
Sure, Gemma. Idaho Walk Bike Alliance is Idaho's statewide nonprofit for bicycling and pedestrian advocacy. So while we're based here in Boise for the convenience of the State House, we are statewide and we travel throughout the state, help folks figure out great opportunities for bicycle and pedestrian improvements, and is the voice at the legislature for any sort of bike and ped improvements that we can get through.
So then how is your organization involved with the film festival?
Yeah, so we host a Filmed by Bike festival here in Boise, Idaho. As you said, we've had it for about 6 years now. And typically we host the largest festival outside of the festival's hometown in Portland. And historically, this has been one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. And as you can imagine, having to pivot to a virtual event, not only once, but twice in a row has been very impactful for us.
And so, Elaine, as Nina mentioned, the tour stop in Boise has historically been the largest outside of Portland. Why do you think it's so popular here?
You know, it's really great to see the way the event has grown. I think a big reason that it is so popular is that the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance does a lot of work to make it a great event. So the first year it started smaller, maybe around 100 people, but the energy was high. And the organization just kept feeding into that by making the event more fun, bringing in additional features, being at the beautiful historic Egyptian Theater. And it's just a really fun night out, and the word has spread over time. And now here we are in the sixth year. And I think people have just come to recognize this as a signature thing they want to do every year, something they look forward to, knowing they're going to see new movies, exciting movies. And I think there's something exciting about the fact that the moviegoers can watch these films knowing that there are other bike enthusiasts all over the world gathering in theaters or now gathering online to watch the same collection of exciting movies.
Yeah. So Nina, tell us about the festival itself and what folks can expect.
Yeah, so we, this Saturday, starting at 6, when the virtual doors will be open, we will be showing both features, the Bike Love feature and the Bike Adventure feature. And so Bike Adventure is pretty self-explanatory, really cool bike trips all throughout the world. One that I'm really excited to watch is about someone who was planning a big backpacking trip, and it got curbed because of COVID. And so he turned it into a big bikepacking trip. And so that's going to be a really fun one. Yeah. And then the Bike Love revolves around similar themes, but can really just take you to like the more everyday life with a bicycle. And while it's hard to pick a favorite between the two, I always really enjoy the Bike Loves because they're just so unique, and you get to see what a bicycle does for someone in their everyday life. So we will be showing both of those. We will be hosting it virtually, and folks can buy the tickets on our website at idahowalkbike.org. And you can add on a meal from our partners at City of Good or get some Boise Brewing beer or City Peanuts to go along with it. And so we really wanted to try to do an in-person event this year. And of course, that just didn't feel like the right move. And so we're really working with a lot of our community partners to make this as interactive as we can while being virtual.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, Nina, I mean, that's part of this kind of, I think, struggle that a lot of festivals have faced. And And Elaine, I'm sure that this is something in the last 2 years you have had to work with. So even though like this event is virtual, Elaine, I mean, it's still a great event.
It's absolutely still a great event. And for us as an organization, we come from an experiential arts background. So bringing people together, creating a night out, a special experience, that's mm-hmm. always been our focus, whether we were in the theater or having a street party or anything in between. So when we moved to the virtual realm, we worked really hard to bring in some of that same energy. And I think what the Idaho Bike Walk Alliance is doing is so important in terms of, you know, those additional elements. You can add on a meal, you can add on some beer, you can still stay connected to some local businesses, and just really builds it up as a super cool and creative event, even though we're online, but we're all watching together.
Yeah. So Nina, how do folks get tickets for this?
Yes, folks can go onto our website, idahowalkbike.org. And there is a tab there that gives you information about the event, a bit of a preview into some of the really awesome raffle items that we'll be giving away the day after. And so they can go onto our website and get their tickets there. And once if they purchase a meal or drinks or any sort of snacks, they can get picked up on Friday from 3 to 6.
Oh, perfect. So you can just get everything ready and then sit down and watch some movies this weekend.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in. We've talked with Nina Schaefer, Development and Communication Specialist for the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, and Eileen Crotty, Film by Bike Festival Director. The festival will be this weekend. It is virtual, but you can get your tickets, get your food, make a night of it. Thank you both for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gemma. Have a good one.
You too. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.